weather modification, psychological manipulation, human population control, biological or chemical warfare, or testing of a biological or chemical agent on the population, and that the trails are causing respiratory illnesses and other health problems. So I read that, and the purpose, of course, of that paragraph is not to illuminate what this might be, but to attack anyone who speculates about what it might be. It's a form itself of psychological warfare, of propaganda. And when I read that, I said to myself, there's clearly something going on, because the people who control Wikipedia, which would be the intel agencies, as we know, don't want anyone to talk about this. What are these lines in the sky that we have all seen?
There's sprayed particulate dispersion. There is no theory in this equation. Bottom line is, when we have up-close film footage of these aircraft at altitude, KC-10s, KC-135s, C-17 Globemasters, with nozzles visible turning dispersions on and off. This is not, quote, condensation. Geoengineeringwatch.org is the only entity that has taken a NOAA flying lab, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration flying lab, top scientists in it, to sample what these heavy aircraft are emitting at altitude. That sample was processed at Rensselaer Polytechnic in New York, one of the world's most renowned testing institutions. We found exactly what we knew we would find, starting with aluminum nanoparticles. Bioavailable freeform aluminum is toxic to all life, period. That element is named in numerous climate engineering patents as part of a geoengineering dispersion element. So again, there's no theory involved in any of this. And what's so incredibly profound in this equation, Tucker, you have the entire global climate science community, governments all over the world, saying we need to put aircraft in the air immediately to disperse light scattering particles. And we use the science terms at geoengineeringwatch.org. Because the chemtrails term is the instant marginalization term by design. You bring that term up, any elected official won't talk to you anymore. Media will immediately marginalize you. Solar radiation management, stratospheric aerosol injection, cloud albedo enhancement, climate engineering. If we stick to the science terms, they can't marginalize us. So again, this elephant in the sky that we're told is a conspiracy theory is exactly what the entire global climate science community says we need to deploy immediately to slow down the warming of the planet. Stated purpose to deflect some of the sun's incoming thermal energy. We know these programs, not surprisingly, are making a bad situation worse, not better. And, Tucker, they're being used as a form of warfare.
Hi, Steve here. What if a plan to change society wasn't a hidden conspiracy? What if the architects were openly discussing their agenda, confident most of us wouldn't connect the dots?
Did some testing, and so yesterday I'm seeing these chemtrails, and today I'm in my sauna sweating, and I want to tell everyone why. The first test that we did, Pastor, was we went and we sweated, and I sweated for a bunch of days, but I sweated and collected the sweat samples and then an engineer and sent them off to the lab and said, what's coming out when there's no chemtrails? And what we found really corroborates Dane Wigington's great work at Geoengineering Watch and also Mike Adams, Health Ranger's great work on the sky fallout. We corroborated that what's coming out of us are aluminum, barium, and strontium. But this is where it gets really exciting. The aluminum is far and away the largest short-circuiting heavy metal that we are being exposed to in these chemtrails. So with no chemtrails, the amount that came out in my sweat, Pastor, was 281 nanograms per gram. Now that's more than triple any other metal coming out. So we know that where that's still coming in from every time there is a chemtrail, and maybe I didn't sweat before that, it showed up. And now check this number out. 281 is the number, 281. Now, the day after a chemtrail, same experiment, just same sample size, everything. We collected the sweat again, 2,958 nanograms per gram. We went from 281 to 2,958 nanograms overnight, just with chemtrail days. So the first message we have to get out to everyone who loves God, we have to get this out, is that when you see a chemtrail, it is your duty to sweat within 24 hours to get that waste that you have just breathed in, you couldn't even see it. Get it out of your body before it can embed in your cell structure and start disrupting the electricity that God designed your body to flow on.
For years, they've stopped whispering and started broadcasting their vision for a great reset. The proof is hiding in plain sight, and we found five shocking clues they hope you'll ignore. Clue one, they announced it. The first clue is the most obvious. They told us. In June 2020, the World Economic Forum, or WEF, launched its Great Reset Initiative, led by founder Klaus Schwab. This group of global leaders didn't hide their goal. They officially used the pandemic as a chance to build a more resilient, equitable, and sustainable world. They spoke of fairer outcomes. But what these ideas mean in practice is where the feel-good story begins to fall apart. Clue number two, the you will own nothing agenda. The second clue is the now infamous phrase, you will own nothing and you'll be happy. That line came from a 2016 essay on the WEF's website describing a future where all products are rented as services. They call it a thought experiment. But doesn't it feel like we're being pushed in that direction?
So as you can see and hear, dozens of people in the gallery of the legislature here at Queen's Park today making their voices heard and certainly seen in the midst of the vote for Bill 60. Obviously, they're in opposition to that new legislation that did, in fact, pass in the end. Someone actually throwing a piece of paper at the MPPs below. It continued with a number of individuals, including one person with a noisemaker of sort, yelling directly at Premier Doug Ford, saying, "Evict Doug Ford."
How are they going to mend this? People be thrown in the street. They're going to be homeless. It's just not fair. People are paying too much already. And Doug should have shot this down. It wasn't in his place.
We brought our concerns to the government many times and have been completely ignored. They keep telling us that this is to help everyone. Meanwhile, we're going to see more people homeless. And I live in a neighborhood that has very public homelessness. And yet we just have more government oversight to make it harder for people to get housing.
For many, home ownership is a distant dream, while we're trained to live on subscriptions for everything from movies to software. Clue number three, the push for programmable money. This brings us to our third clue. Central bank digital currencies, or CBDCs. A recent study shows 134 countries, representing 98% of the world's GDP, are now exploring a digital version of their currency. Supporters claim they're efficient, but this technology enables programmable money. Imagine money with an expiration date or rules dictating what you can buy. CBDCs could give governments direct real-time control over every citizen's financial life. Clue number four, building the digital fence.
RFK Jr. is being groomed by Big Pharma and Big Tech to introduce the new largest campaign for marketing by the HHS ever in America history is going to be to get every American, regardless of age, wearing a medical device that can track all their biometrics. Everybody at home, please listen to me. Who profits the most from every human being in America, regardless of age, having a device that watches your blood pressure, watches your hormone changes, watches how many bowel movements a day you have, how much REM sleep you hit in a night? Who ultimately profits the most from you getting a dinged alert that something is wrong in your body and something has changed? Who profits the most?
Well, hello, everyone. This is Dr. Sherry Tenpenny from Cleveland, Ohio. I was thinking the other day about how we have been conditioned to believe that vaccines are safe, effective, necessary, and harmless. They are none of those things.
The fourth clue is the infrastructure of control being built in the name of safety. Digital IDs. The push is global. For example, the UK government announced plans for a digital ID that will become mandatory for right-to-work checks. This isn't just about convenience. It's about creating a centralized system for tracking and verification. The WEF doesn't pass these laws, but its members are the corporate and political leaders who do. Clue number five, the test run.
You've now probably heard political experts over and over refer to the fact that what we're witnessing is a color revolution. And they're right. And let me explain why. A color revolution is a communist globalist playbook to take over a country without tanks actually rolling down Main Street. It's how they flipped places like Serbia, Georgia, Ukraine, and they tried to flip a dozen others. The same exact playbook every single time. This is how they do it. One, they demonize the leader of the people who they actually voted for. Two, they flood the country with chaos like riots, open borders, economic pain. Three, they weaponize the courts, the media, and big tech to finish him off. And four, they install a puppet who sells the country out to China and the UN. And that's not theory, that's the manual. They opened it on us in the United States the day Donald Trump won in 2016. And here's how they ran it on us step by step. From 2016 to 2020, they gave us the Russia collusion hoax, FBI spying, two fake impeachments, Antifa burning cities while CNN called it fiery but mostly peaceful, and the goal was to make you hate the guy you voted for. In 2020, we had 2 a.m. ballot dumps, boarded up windows, 51 Intel agents lying about Hunter's laptop, Zuckerberg dropping $400 million to help count votes in Democrat cities. And the goal there was to steal the election while calling you a conspiracy theorist for noticing. From 2021 to 2024, we had Joe Biden opening the border on day one, 12 million plus illegals, military age men from China and Venezuela and all over the world, free flights, free hotels, free EBT cards, all on your dime. Cities collapse, crime explodes, schools and hospitals break. The goal, to make Americans feel like strangers in their own country. Then from 2021 to 2025, 91 felony charges, Mar-a-Lago raided, gag orders, mug shots. They didn't want to just beat Trump. They wanted to break him and every future patriot who dares to run. Look at what they did to Charlie Kirk. That is a textbook color revolution. But on November 5th, 2024, the American people looked this Marxist coup dead in the eye and said, not today. 312 electoral votes, popular vote landslide, the biggest Hispanic and Black Republican turnout ever. We pulled off the greatest peaceful counter-revolution in world history. But the deep state isn't done. The same snakes who funded BLM riots, Ukraine coup, and Arab Spring still sit in the FBI, CIA, big tech, and the universities. They'll try again in 2026 or in 2028, but now you know the game. Every time you see another mostly peaceful riot, sudden experts all using the same scripted words, a new crisis 2 weeks before an election, you're watching the Color Revolution playbook live on American soil. Never forget what they tried to do to us. Back mass deportations. If we have no border, we have no country. Protect every America First fighter willing to swing the axe on the swamp. Teach your kids the truth. Communism didn't die in 1991. It just dyed its hair purple and moved to Washington. This is still the United States of America. We are still the home of the brave, and the brave do not bow to color revolutions. Recognize what is happening, stare it in the face, speak out against it, and then we finish taking our country back, one closed border, one drained swamp, and one restored republic at a time. We need to support our president in taking all necessary measures to do just that. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.
Our final clue is the test run we all just lived through. Vaccine passports. This system normalized the ideas that your freedom to participate in society, to work, travel, or eat at a restaurant could be tied to an app on your phone. Many now fear that exact framework could be repurposed for a social credit score or to track your carbon footprint, effectively locking you out of society for noncompliance. The conclusion to all this? Feeling powerless is what they're counting on. The solution starts with awareness, by understanding the agenda in their own words. You take away their power. They rely on the public being too distracted to see the big picture. The second step is preparedness. Become more independent from these centralized systems. Support businesses that value privacy and individual freedom. The more we build our own communities, the harder it is for any top-down system to take hold. If you found this valuable, share this video. The more people who understand what's happening, the less likely this agenda is to succeed. Subscribe for more deep dives the media won't touch. The Great Reset isn't a movie. It's unfolding now through these clues. They've shown you the blueprint for a world of promised equity built on a foundation of surveillance and the end of personal ownership. The only question is that a future you'll accept? Think about it.